Hey there, welcome back to The Good PM Life, the podcast where we talk all things project management. I'm your host, Sandy Lawler. Today, we're going to dive into the 10 biggest myths of project management. These are common misconceptions that can really give people the wrong idea. So today, I'm going to break down each myth. I'm going to tell you exactly where it came from, explain why it's not true, and then I'm going to give you a real-world example to bring it all home. So let's go ahead and get started. Myth number one, project managers, they don't do anything. So this myth probably comes from people thinking project managers just delegate work and wait for updates. But in reality, we are involved in everything, every single thing, from planning, coordination, budget management, and problem solving to team morale. A good PM is really like that captain of a ship. It steers it towards the goal while ensuring that the crew has everything they need. Well, let me give you an example. So imagine a software launch project. If the PM wasn't there to track timelines, coordinate the testing, and resolve any issues, the entire project would probably fall apart. When bugs pop up at the last minute, it's the PM who pulls the team together to find solutions and make sure deadlines are met. So project managers are involved in virtually every aspect of a project. And so this myth where project managers don't do anything, it's a big fat lie, guys. We do a lot. All right, moving on to myth number two. Myth number two is a project manager needs to be an expert in everything. So this myth likely comes from the fact that project managers oversee various parts of the project, like we mentioned in the previous example. But we are actually not expected to be experts in every details. We just really need to have a broad understanding to make very informed decisions and ask the right questions. So let me give you a good example of this. Think of a construction project. So the project manager doesn't need to know every aspect of engineering or electrical work. They just need to understand the basics and they need to rely on the experts in each field. The project manager's role is to connect those dots, not to be some sort of electrician or architect. We don't need to know the details about everything. This is why you hire people on your team that are experts in their area, something I talked about in the previous episode. So again, project managers, they don't need to be an expert in everything, just project management. All right, let's move on to myth number three. Project management is all about paperwork. Okay, yes, there's a lot of documentation involved. But saying that project management is just paperwork is a huge oversimplification. This myth might probably come from seeing project managers with reports and checklists, which we do have. But those are just tools to keep everything running smoothly. The real job is just much more dynamic. There's communication involved. There's leadership involved. There's problem solving involved. We've talked about many of these skills that project managers need to have. Now, yes, paperwork is a big part of the project because you need to have documentation, but it is not all about paperwork. So let me give you an example about this. So let's say you're managing an event. Okay, so now you're going to create schedules, you're going to create budgets, and you're going to also coordinate with vendors. You're going to manage logistics and handle any surprises on the actual day of the event. The paperwork is really just one part. The real work in this example, and in many times in many projects, is the actual execution. So project management is not all about paperwork. It is the behind the scenes things that need to get done in order to make the project run smoothly. All right, let's move on to myth number four. Myth number four is good project managers don't need tools. So some people think using tools is a sign of weakness or inexperience, but this myth is just really outdated. Tools like project management software, I mentioned this before, like Microsoft Project or Monday.com, they help streamline the work, they track that progress, and they allow us to communicate so much better with our teams. A good PM really knows how to choose those right tools that make the process much more efficient. So an example of this is that imagine coordinating a global team on a very complex project. And using tools like Asana or Trello really allows everyone to see the task statuses. They can see the deadlines and dependencies. Without these tools, information will probably get lost in endless email chains. How many emails do we get a day, guys? Things would totally get lost. So they would get lost in these endless email chains, and then team members would constantly be asking for updates. So not ideal. So good project managers actually do use tools. They use whatever tools that will benefit them to do their job better. All right, moving on to myth number five. Myth number five is project management is only for big projects. So this myth likely stems from the idea that only massive projects need the official management. But project management skills are valuable on projects of really any size. They help bring structure, they provide very clear roles and accountability, even to smaller efforts. So, for example, suppose you are coordinating a company team building day. Okay, not a very big project, but it's still a project. Even though it's just a one-day event, using project management principles help you with scheduling, with budgeting for the event, and logistics. And it's really a way to ensure everything runs smoothly. So no matter the project size, a little PM magic can actually make a big difference. All right, moving on to myth number six. Myth number six is project management is really just common sense. So some people think that project management is just common sense, but that oversimplifies the skills and the training involved. This myth probably comes from the fact that some PM skills, they actually feel kind of intuitive, but good project management is built on very structured methods, very structured frameworks, and a lot of years of practice. So an example of this is a marketing campaign might seem very straightforward, right? But only a trained project manager will recognize the need for risk assessments, stakeholder management, and a very detailed timeline with buffer periods. What seems like common sense to one person is actually a blend of experience and strategy. So this myth of project management being just common sense, that's a big one. That is actually 100% not true. Hey guys, I wanted to take a quick break to share something that I think you're going to find invaluable if you're really serious about becoming a project manager. My book, The Comprehensive Guide to Becoming a Project Manager, is the ultimate resource for anyone looking to break into the field or even just level up their PM skills. So whether you're just starting out or aiming to advance your career, this guide covers everything that you need to know, from essential skills to insider tips and strategies. So get your copy today and take the next step towards becoming a successful project manager. You can find the link in the show notes below. All right, moving on to myth number seven. So myth number seven is deadlines are always set in stone. So this myth likely started because people associate deadlines with commitment. So when you put a deadline, a line in the sand, then you're committed. But deadlines are often just estimates based off of what we know at the time, the information that's provided to us. A good project manager actually knows when to be flexible and adjust if unexpected challenges arise. Because like I just said, these are estimates based off of what we know at the time. And so many times in a project, you gain more information, the strategy or the goal changes from the stakeholders, you have to make adjustments. So deadlines are not always set in stone. So an example of this is, I want you to imagine a construction project and they're facing unexpected delays due to a lot of bad weather. So that original deadline, it might need adjusting because you want to ensure safety and quality. That project manager can negotiate a new deadline because they need to make sure all stakeholders are aligned on the changes. So while you do want to set some hard and fast deadlines, they're always subject to change. All right, let's move on to myth number eight. Now, before I tell you myth number eight, I wish this one was actually true. So myth number eight is that every project goes perfectly if the project manager is good. So this myth assumes that a good project manager can guarantee a perfect outcome. But we all know that life happens, and sometimes things are really just beyond our control. Things like resource issues, changing of strategy, technological issues. It could be really anything that could affect a project. Now, the true mark of a great project manager is knowing how to manage those setbacks. So for an example, take a product launch. Even with a really great plan, there might be some very unforeseen supply chain issues, or maybe like a key team member may suddenly be unavailable. How many times does that happen? Often. So the project manager's role is not to guarantee smooth sailing, but their role is to manage those challenges and to keep everyone moving forward. All right, myth number nine, kind of associated with myth number seven, but slightly different. So myth number nine is that once you have a plan, you better stick to it no matter what. So this myth comes from the idea that changing the plan means failure. But honestly, in reality, project management is all about adapting to new information, I just said earlier, things change all the time, and you're going to have to adjust many, many times in the project. So sticking rigidly to a plan when things change can actually do more harm than good. So let's say, for example, your team is working on a new software feature, but halfway through, you realize that users would benefit more from a different functionality. And guys, this happens often in software. A good project manager would adjust the plan, they would reallocate resources, and then they would communicate those changes to ensure that the project aligns with the real goal. We have to be able to adapt. Things change all the time, and the quicker that you make those adjustments, the better it is for the project. All right, we've come to the last myth, and I do have to kind of laugh about this one. Project managers are just bossy. Bossy, I call those leadership skills, but that's neither here nor there. But the myth that project managers are just bossy, this one is just probably comes from misunderstanding what leadership looks like. A good project manager is not bossy. They're supportive and they act as a coach. They guide the team and they provide whatever they need to succeed. So for this example, imagine a project manager is working with a team on a very high stress project. So instead of barking orders, they check in with the team members. They help resolve blockers and they keep everyone aligned towards that goal. The goal here is not control. It's actually empowerment. It's a leadership position. So barking orders and dictating to people, it's actually not going to help the project. It's actually probably going to cause a setback. And there you have it. The 10 biggest myths of project management. Busted. I hope this really clears up any misconceptions that you may have and shows how dynamic and how valuable the role of a project manager is. So thank you so much for joining me on The Good PM Life. If you've got questions, please write a note in the comments below. Or if you want to suggest future topics, please let me know. Until next time, keep managing those projects and making things happen. See you soon.